Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shawn Dunston. Batting second. The shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Eli Marrero. Batting seventh. The center fielder, J.D. Drew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe McEwing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kent Bottenfield. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kent Bottenfield. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sean Berry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Abbott. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Abbott. And now, play ball. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dunston hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vina hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Zerillo hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grissom moves to second. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott fires to first and has Davis trapped. There's the throw to Loretta who tags Davis for the out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tatis strikes out. 2 outs. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Marrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Bottenfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottenfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Loretta hits a line drive towards third. Tatis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Renteria is 0 for 1 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Abbott for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Davis throws the ball into Renteria, who tags Vina trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0 for 1 in the game. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marrero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marrero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.D. Drew batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Drew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Drew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's, who is chasing the ball. Drew reaches third base with a triple. Marrero goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Joe McEwing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McEwing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McEwing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Drew scores. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Kent Bottenfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Abbott fires to first and has McEwing trapped. There's the throw to Loretta, who tags McEwing for the out. Two outs. Kent Bottenfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bottenfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottenfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett strikes out. 1 out. Sean Berry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Cirillo moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Renteria is 0 for 2 in the game. Renteria hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Bragg now playing left field. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0 for 1 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McEwing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tatis is 0 for 2 in the game. Tatis takes first base on ball 4. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marrero is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Marrero hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Drew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Drew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tatis moves to third. Steve Faltizek now pitching. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEwing is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grissom strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a line drive towards third. Tatis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett is hit by the pitch. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McEwing fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kent Bottenfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottenfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Bottenfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 0 for 3 in the game. Renteria hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Bottenfield covering, for the out. Loretta moves to second. 2 outs. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for Steve Faltizek. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Valerio de los Santos now pitching. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tatis is hit by the pitch. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Marrero is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Marrero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Drew takes first base on ball 4. Tatis moves to second. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McEwing is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McEwing takes first base on ball 4. Tatis moves to third. Drew moves to second. Willie McGee pinch hits for Kent Bottenfield. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tatis scores. Drew scores. McEwing moves to third. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Botalico now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to second. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Renteria hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Alberto Reyes now pitching. Brian Banks now playing first base. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tatis strikes out. Two outs. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Marrero is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Marrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McGuire trying to get to third. Jenkins throws the ball into Cirillo who tags McGuire for the out. Davis moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. David Howard now playing shortstop. Placido Polanco now playing second base. Joe McEwing now playing right field. Mike Moeller now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of McEwing. Loretta reaches second base with a double. Nilsson moves to third. Lou Collier pinch hits for Jeff Jenkins. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Collier takes first base on ball 4. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a fly ball towards center. Drew settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Drew. Nilsson tags and scores. Loretta tags and moves to third. Collier tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Juan Acevedo now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Loretta tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grissom is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Grissom strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.